Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, we're going to begin a series on flagship beers, specifically the flagship beers of Wooden Legs Brewing of Brookings. It's also a chance to explore the styles of those beers, and we're starting with the Farmhouse Ale. First off, Seth Cook, what is a flagship beer?
If you come into a craft brewery, you'll have maybe some seasonals, some rotationals. We call ours, some of ours, whimsicals, meaning we want to try something new or experimental, some breweries. And then usually every brewery has a flagship. And this just means something that they brew because they like it, because it hits a style they like, and they've brewed a lot of it, and they think... Often flagships represent what a brewery is. So they'll have a series of flagship beers. And these beers are the ones that you can come to expect about any brewery. And even some breweries are named after their flagship, or even the flagship becomes so synonymous with the brewery. Think Fat Tire. Fat Tire is not actually a brewery.
Nope.
That's a beer. So the Fat Tire, of course, is the flagship beer of New Belgium.
Other well-known flagship beers include Sierra Nevada Pale Ale and Sam Adams Boston Lager. Wooden Legs is a handful of flagship beers that they've been brewing since the doors opened. This week, one currently on tap, their Farmhouse Ale.
Farmhouse is a Saison.
Which you can get right now, by the way.
Which you can get right now. Farmhouse is kind of a fun, it's a departure from a lot of the beers we make. But we do make it a lot, so it still stands as our flagship, but it's a bit of a departure. What a farmhouse is farmhouse as a category or a Saison as a category is a bit ambiguous. It originated in the French-speaking parts of Belgium, and it was originally a seasonal-style beer that was made by the farmers' wives, or the brewsters, the female version of brewer, and it was often fermented open-air.
Farmhouse beers would vary widely depending on location and the ingredients used.
Very local. So, I mean, the farmhouse wasn't really an intended style. I mean, it was a region that made beer, but it's a little bit ambiguous on what it actually is, besides the stuff that they had available to them. One of the most definitive parts of a farmhouse is the yeast strain. Every place that has their own farmhouse had their own wild-growing yeast that they would ferment on. We've actually selected a yeast that is a pretty accurate representation of that area as a whole. It's a Belgian-style strain of yeast.
A closer look at the Wooden Legs Farmhouse Ale when Beer Untapped continues.
Ça sent la bière de Londres à Berlin. Ça sent la bière.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Today we're talking about the flagship beers at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings, and one of them specifically, their Farmhouse Ale. Seth Cook says they used a Belgian-style yeast to brew the beer to capture some of that traditional flavor, but it's also a very South Dakota farmhouse beer.
So what we did is we wanted to make a South Dakota farmhouse. We wanted to make a South Dakota beer, and we figured that if this was going to exist in the state of South Dakota with the grains available to them, it'd have to have some corn in it. So we put corn, and we put wheat, and we put barley in it, and that was with intent. And some people might be a little taken back that we would put corn, but I believe, and when we made this, we said, you know, this helps represent. Doesn't mean that every beer has to, but if you're going to say this is a regionalized version, that's how we put it. And it's not a massive amount. It's not a massive amount of corn, but there is a little. What the corn does, it adds a little bit of residual sweetness, just like the wheat. The wheat has definitely a unique flavor and a little bit of residual sweetness. It's mostly barley at the end of the day anyway.
As Seth mentioned earlier, the yeast is very important to the farmhouse ale and adds a lot of flavor.
And you're going to get some of the spices and esters and some of the really cool aromas unique to Belgian-style yeast.
I like to call it funk.
The funk, and you know what? If you come and ask for something that's funky, that is completely within reason to be what it's called. The other thing that it should be that it's notable about the farmhouse style beers is they weren't temperature controlled when they're fermented. If it was a warm late summer afternoon when you're making it, you'd have a warm yeast. So what we do here at the pub is we do not use temperature control on the fermentation process. And there's probably some brewers out there that are spitting their coffee out right now saying, you're doing what? And we did that again. We did that to just kind of replicate the wild nature of this. So farmhouse here will have some variation between it, between the ways we serve it.
It's a bit of a nod to the traditional farmhouse beers that would have been left to ferment in the open air. Try the Wooden Legs Farmhouse Ale on tap right now. Finally today, Wooden Legs has a new regular event. They're doing a game night every other Thursday. They're kicking it off with a Catan night.
This week on Thursday, if you're listening to the show on Wednesday, that means tomorrow. If you're listening to the show on Saturday, that means 2 days ago and you've missed it. We're doing a Learn to Play night. So we're going to play Catan down at the pub. We're going to do a modern board game series for about the next 7 weeks. Every other Thursday at 7 o'clock, We'll have a new game that you can come down and play, and we're going to have people here to teach it. We're going to have copies of the game for you to play, and you're going to have find new friends to play this game with. Here's the other cool thing, is we're going to give one of those copies away as a door prize, and some of these games are $40 titles, so they're very, very cool. So come on down this Thursday, and then every other Thursday, follow us on Facebook, and we're doing some Learn to Play board game nights.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.